You want me to?
All right. Do we really need to do introductions? Everybody's got names.
I mean, call to order first.
Yeah, call me to order.
Jake, do you want to
shut
that?
Call me to order. Everybody has a tag in front of them. Anybody new that wants to introduce themselves, go for it. Otherwise, we have an agenda in front of us, and I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Have a second?
So moved.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Awesome. All right. And then approval of minutes. You got a copy of those in your email. If you've had a chance to review them, any questions or any suggested alterations, otherwise I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes on May 13th, 2024.
I'll second.
All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, new business. Review of administrative guidelines. A beautiful 72-page packet.
All right. I need to grab my... there he is.
You've missed all the good parts.
I did.
Yeah. All right, so we discussed in the last meeting, and I know it was a while ago, about updating the guidelines. We have not been getting a lot of HOAs lately. We were running 40 to 60 HOAs a year back in the 2018 to 2020-ish. And then they went crazy for a while when the interest rate was around 2.5%. And now we're down to 8 or 10, maybe?
Five. Yeah.
So really the interest rate has made it to where it's not affordable. There's not enough down payment assistance to get, that income bracket into a house. And first of all, I updated this and I had the lead on there wrong and Paul corrected me on that. We need to start doing radon tests with all these. HUD, recommended that we do that, or we have to now, and we have been, but we haven't put it in the guidelines yet. So this was adding that to the guidelines.
Is the radon only if there's a crawl space or basement, or is it even?
It's for any house.
Okay.
We also have to do that with our rehabs now. Is with any of our houses, we do a radon test.
This is the rehab section that you're talking about right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
What's the cost of the radon?
I think it's $400 or $500 for a test. Oh. Does that sound?
We have a bid out flat rate for it. I probably don't have that invoice here, but I think it's $300-$400.
I would say it was usually in the past it's been like $200 to $300 depending on which inspector you use.
It may be $250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had $15,000 out there.
That was, I think, a limit on something for projects.
I think that's actually for the rehab portion of the, that's like how much before we have to go to loan and grant that we have to, is the $15,000 threshold. Because we just updated this.
Estimated to be over.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also want the asset limit, we wanted to bump that amount as well. It was $15,000.
Not for rehab.
What was it for rehab?
I don't know. Do you know, Carrie? I don't remember.
It wasn't.
I don't remember.
I was thinking it was 50, truthfully.
Was it that high?
$1,000.
I was thinking it was less, but I should have put both of them on here. Homeowners with more than $50,000 of identifiable resources are going to be ineligible now.
Refresh my memory, is that liquid resources?
Yes.
Liquid.
There's been a lot of discussion on how that works because like someone that is 60, it says that 401k doesn't count, but they become liquid asset when you become a certain age. And then it's like, well, where does that start and end? Like, they have to have enough money. If they're not, they have to have enough money to live and do doctor stuff. So I don't know if you all have any thoughts on what that amount should be, or if you think that's too high for...
I think it's appropriate, because if you get... If you start talking about 401ks or something like that, well, yeah, they can draw it out, but then they got to pay taxes on that too. So they draw 50, well, the next thing you know, it's actually 35, because they're paying taxes on their withdrawals. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's not really, it's not comparing apples to apples that way. So,
okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Hard to set a bar on
that. I know, like
you just have to pick a number.
Yeah, and somebody has to, like, if they're trying to plan to get into a house, I don't know where that bar is. Like, if you have three kids and you're doing it, it's different than if you're single, yeah. You know. So,
do we know what some other cities have as their thresholds that are comparable?
A lot of cities don't do this, and I haven't compared lately. I know we discussed it last time, moving it up.
For HOA, not for HOAs, rehabs, yeah.
And I ended up bumping it for both. I added this.
It's technically a 401k is liquid at any point in time.
I guess that's true. You just pay 10% on it, don't you?
Yeah,
true. Yeah.
So I don't know. Seems like if somebody has 50 grand sitting in the bank, they shouldn't be applying for $20,000 home improvements.
Yeah, and it could be for, like, we can move that amount around. Like, it was at 15.
Well, I think I remember reading through 401k loan parameters even. For you can take a loan, like, I think most employers do allow you to take a loan against it, and then you set the interest rate that you want to pay yourself back at. And for home improvements, you can do that for 10, 15, 20 year paybacks.
Oh, and then just pay it back on your own.
When was the $15,000 first implemented as the threshold?
Well, it was since I was here. It hasn't been updated to my knowledge.
So about how many years ago would you say?
I've been here almost 10.
Okay. So $15,000 10 years ago is how much now? About 25,
30? 25 to 30.
It's been more than 15 years ago, because we haven't updated since I've been here. Okay.
So I guess maybe if we look at kind of roughly the inflation, I think if they have 50, that's an awful lot. But if they have like something like 30, I think that's a little bit more reasonable. Because then if you're looking at taking all of your assets away to do a $20,000 project, that's not okay. But, so, you know, maybe 30 might be more appropriate based on the rate of inflation. And
I will say the $50,000 of identifiable resources for the rehab program is what it currently is. Like, that's okay. What's currently rehab, in effect. Yeah. So I'm not sure why that's highlighted, yeah.
Maybe I highlighted the wrong one when I was going through to highlight the one for HOAs. Because
you're in the rehab section.
I am. Because I was adding this the radon addition. Then this is the portion where we're going to grant the radon if it's needed. Well, the cost is always granted for the test. If mitigation is needed, we'll grant that cost just like lead, because we're making them do it just like we do with lead. Like if they have lead in a window and it's peeling, we make them fix it and it comes off their project cost, but we grant that cost. And so we're making them test for radon. If they have radon, then we'll grant the cost, is the thought behind it, because HUD's mandating that they do that, right? I bumped the change order amount. It was $2,000. And this just makes it $3,000 before we go to the director to get another signature. So normally I can sign off on a change order at $3,000 or below. And then I think it was $1,000 when I first started, so or $1,500 maybe. So that's changed the last within the last 10 years a couple times.
Do you feel like a set number versus a percentage is better for you?
The set number works because sometimes, like if it's a percentage, I don't know. I see what you're kind of saying there, but like.
Like 3,000 on 15,000 is different than 3,000 on a 45,000.
So right.
Maybe a percentage.
Yeah. Generally.
But are your authority thresholds at the city?
Yeah, that's amount? It's kind of like what the authority would be. Yeah, because it would be, if it was like 10% on a $50,000 project or whatever that would be. And I really didn't know the best way to do it, honestly. It's always been a dollar amount. That's why I kept it at a dollar amount. And I've just, for this meeting, just tried to bump everything up a little bit, just since inflation has been so much lately. Because it seems like everything costs $1,000. I mean, somebody won't show up for less than $1,000. Yeah, so.
Not even a plumber.
Yeah. Here's where I bumped the maximum assistance amount, and this
so let's see. Median price last month was how much in Columbia? $340,000 for a house.
I don't know.
I think that's what it was. Plus or minus. It's
bonkers.
Let's see.
And I mean, we're capped below that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, CMCA was talking about the ones they're building on Providence are going to be 200 and something.
Mm-hmm.
What is the cap?
For existing construction, it's 237, and for new, it's 273. And that should be
not sure what you can build for 270.
Right, that should be being updated here in the next few months.
CMCA homes on Providence are 230, I think. They're targeting 220 or 230.
Well,
that's with us incentivizing.
I think they're going to have to sell those at 130 or 140.
Well, I know, but there's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to have to be $100,000
in grant money
to
get that subsidy down to make it affordable. So that $10,000 or $20,000. Yeah, I agree. Like $20,000.
And understand, this is, it looks more than what, like, if you figure in the inflation rate, that, or not the inflation rate, the interest rate, the additional interest rate that they're paying, it really increases what their monthly payment is. And so that's why we shot pretty high for this, hoping that somebody will use the pro, because it's essentially not getting used right now. Like, you've seen how we had to reallocate money in HCDC because the program's not really working. The only people that's using it is Habitat. If they haven't applied for home funds to actually build the home, then they're applying for down payment assistance, and they know that all their people are already income qualified, so they're putting,
That money towards those houses.
And then they put that on another note. And cover the rest, so.
Well, the good news is right now there are 25 houses currently for sale in with Columbia address for under $210,000.
Woo-hoo.
That includes condos.
How many of them need 40,000 in renovations?
Yeah.
West ones.
Yeah, 10 to 20 doesn't, I mean.
Right. That's not a, and I don't know what that looks like for a payment either. Like, I didn't figure that part of it on, how much difference it would be payment wise. So this is applicants with more than 25,000 in identifiable resources are ineligible unless the amount over 25,000 is invested in the home. So I think we ran across this. So if they had 35,000 and invested 10 in it.
But they're going to take 10 out.
Right. So then it would be 25. Yeah, that's what some other entities have done.
Is this, once again, is this liquid assets or is the, it says identifiable resources?
Yeah, liquid assets is the idea.
Retirement assets not considered, so.
I think that was the last last change that I had. We didn't want to get too deep. We've been pushing things off and trying to get too much done at once. And if we just keep taking little chunks at it to figure out if we can get this stuff to move.
I like the clarification of retirement assets not considered readily available. Is that also included in the above?
It is not. And I think that was taken from somewhere else.
Because we were talking about assets earlier, we're questioning about the retirement assets being counted. Would it make sense for us to try to include a phrase saying that they're not included?
Sure, we could add that in there.
You're talking about the rehab section?
Yeah, the rehab section. That way both sections reflect the same.
Sync.
So you're hoping this is going to spur more activity?
Yes.
Is some of this, you know, just getting the word out? I know we've talked about this before, like, you know, how do we make more people aware of the program?
Yeah, and I know it's, I guess everybody was really aware of it at some point if we were doing 50 to 60
True.
A year.
True.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, probably 90% of the agents that were helping purchase homes in those neighborhoods are probably dead now or retired.
Your biggest issue right now is interest rates and the cost of homes, because you can't, it's really hard to get somebody to qualify on the maximum sales price and still be at 35 and 45 on the debt to income and stuff when they have to meet the income limits on the program. You know, I'm talking as a lender on that side.
There's a disconnect.
The numbers are really, really tough to make it work. So,
would it be, do you think bumping the ratios is something we should consider doing?
Traditionally, 35 and 45 is usually a very strong number for them to be able to qualify long term.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I'm not really in favor of that unless you want your delinquencies to go. Sorry, I'm not prepared. So,
you don't ever want to loan someone into bankruptcy, as
yeah.
we say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, to be a qualifying mortgage, what is the DTI allowed to go up to?
Depends on the program and their credit score, but you could put USDA likes it at 33 and 43, FHA will go up to about 50.
Okay.
So on the back end, and they don't care about the front end.
That's insane.
And then is there a compensating factor that can contribute to that?
Potentially, yeah. If you got a bad credit score, you're probably not going to get up to 50.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we want to, I mean, my opinion, we would want to raise those. And not all DTIs are the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage companies, we don't, you know, look at residual income. You right. know, you can have a great DTI and only have, you know, $600 left at the end of paying all of your bills, mm-hmm. so you can't really afford for any mistake to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a weird,
Yeah, veteran VA loans, you actually look at residual income, but that's that's going to be a little bit too tough to make that work.
I'd say increasing. There are a few realtors in town and a few banks in town that do first-time home buyer classes, and offering this as part of that startup.
Well, it is required that they get.
But I'm saying, but as more of an education to the community as well, and for first-time home buyers, they're not going to understand this a lot coming from, because they're having so much thrown at them.
Yeah.
Even the knowledgeable ones are always confused.
Right.
And then I'm starting with my tenants to, hey, if you guys are willing to pay a few extra dollars a month, I'm going to start reporting that your rent's paid on time so that your credit bureau report reflects it, and I can go back up to 2 years, which has raised, one of my tenants had raised their credit score by almost 100 points going back 2 years. Because I'm trying to help them get into a home.
Yeah, that puts them in a better position.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we good with these recommendations, or do you have anything?
I think other than adding that sentence, you wanted to add the retirement aspect up to the other section.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, just take that out of the total equation.
And let's face it, $25,000 of identifiable resources. If you're looking at somebody who has a $50,000 a year income, that's their 6 month emergency. That's their emergency fund. If you're a Dave Ramsey fan, you know that 6 months is a
key number.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess we just need a vote on accepting this as it's written, with the addition of adding the retirement assets to the rehab program.
All right, well, I'll make the motion that we approve it with the suggested modifications.
I'll second.
Any other further discussion? Oh, sorry, I took over at the beginning. If you want it, it's all yours.
Yeah, I can do it. Any other discussion? Is this a roll call? Or is this a yes or no?
It could be a yes or no. We're not enclosed.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed.
All right, then I'll make the motion to go into closed session pursuant to RSMO 610.0218, welfare cases of identifiable individuals.
Second.
Now, this is a roll call vote.
Yeah. Mitch, you want to start?
Yep. Mitch Ritter, yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Matt, yes.
Chris, yes.
Lynn is yes.